Well, Wayne, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing, John?
Doing great. And up here in Minneapolis, it's a day off for the Twins, and they're on the road, I think, in Chicago. And we got a little rain today. So what's happening with you?
Well, it's been raining since about 5 o'clock this morning. It's supposed to rain all day. And Hatt and I, they got some kind of a storm out in the by Puerto Rico. They ain't got this way yet. We won't know more until we see which way it's going, This is hurricane season, and we've been lucky so far.
Well, hopefully you'll stay lucky.
And that's in my baseball. Is today a day out for Twins or what? I don't even know what's...
Yes, it is. It's a day off for them, and then they're in Chicago, and they'll play the White Sox tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if we was in Chicago 4 days and 3 days in Detroit or a day off. It seemed like they had more day off than I've seen.
So, what's on your mind today with baseball?
Well, about 4 or 5 days from now, I got to go down and close up the baseball in Mobile for the rest of my life. And so, I've been... Since 1952, we've had three stadiums. We got one wooden stadium that came in 1947. People don't realize that we came from Knoxville, Tennessee in 1947. We had baseball in the 30s, but then they lost it. And then they went to Knoxville, Smokies, and in 1947, they moved it to Mobile. And I came to work for the baseball team as a bat boy in 1952 till 1961. And then the whole league folded. And then I had to go to Texas. And I spent a couple of years there. Then I wound up with the Twins in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so now I've been to three different ballparks in the Southern League, which this will be the last year of baseball. And I've been in spring training with the Twins for three places, too. I was in Fernandina Beach from 64 till, 1 year. Then we moved to Melbourne. I spent 25 years there by myself. All this has been me and 180 guys. And so I was listening to radio this morning. They was talking about having 80 guys in spring training, just, 40-man roster, but 35 or 40 guys invited in because the ball player, I asked my boss, how come there's so many there? And he said, well, we don't want to get some guys too tired, so we bring in an extra 35 like other clubs do. And I said, well, you have to have that in Melbourne all by myself with 180 guys, and they got 5 or 6 clubhouse kids, and you got 80 guys and plus about 30 coaches. And you're afraid that these ball players are going to get too tired, like they were talking about radio today, that they were talking about baseball, having 80 guys on their team, for spring training, because we don't want them to play every day. And they call them a bad name. They say they get a little fingernail or something. And then they can't play the next day, so they had to have extra guys in there to pick up their slack. But they don't understand that if they go back 40, 50 years like I was by myself, and they didn't give me no help. I was by myself with 200 guys every day.
Yeah.
In spring training, we don't have days off. Only time we have days off, if it rains. And in Melbourne, we don't have none to cover to fill up. We had to play in the mud.
Not a fun place, it sounds like.
No, it was a bad place. I mean, the guy who, when we moved, had a guy, Jerry Bill, he just got put in the Hall of Fame in Minnesota. He came down and he never seen Melbourne, never been to Melbourne. And he happened to find out where we was. Nobody knew where we have spring training because it wasn't a real stadium, like high school. And he came in, this is Minnesota Twins. I said, yeah. My name's Gary Bill. I'm with the Twins. Yeah, we're moving. He comes in the clubhouse. He looks in the clubhouse. Hey, how many guys you got in here? 180 to 190 people. How you do it? I said, very tightly. It's a very small clubhouse. Then he goes, and how are these guys eating here? Very quickly. And then he goes down the field and says, y'all practice? I say, we practice there and we have games there. He says, how y'all do it? You get guys hurt? I said, the only guy that get hurt is when they do calisthenics and get on the ground and get all these needles in their fingers, you know, in the grass. How you keep it wet? We don't. We have sprinkler system, you know, like they do in the farms. I said, we don't have sprinklers.
It's crazy.
And I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, you used to work on the ground because a local kid, a high school kid. I've been knowing him for about 25 years. We talk every now and then. He said, yeah, Wayne, everybody thinks the big leagues was very easily. And you, with 180 guys, you had every ball player that Minnesota Twins from 1964 to right now, you know them all. Because you're the only guy that takes care of the minor leagues. And a friend of mine, before he passed away, we figured out how many games I've watched in baseball. It was almost 10,000 ball games.
Wow.
And we counted every year. It ain't the same 180 because it changes every now and then. They go to big league, but then they come down. But I average 150 to 180 every year for about 40 years. That's come to about over 2,000 ball players I've known.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, every day. And when I got color, it took me blindness to get to the big leagues. And then, like I say, the clubhouse kids these days, different than when I worked. Now they hang around the guys who make money so they can get a big tip. I said, I'm not here to help you guys, not you helping these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I say, yeah. I've had so many ball players. I run across ball players I haven't seen in 30 years, and they remember me. And they said, well, you ain't changed a bit. How did you put up with all them ball players? And I made it funny in the clubhouse. I talked to a salesman that comes around when I was in Melbourne, and he said, everybody quits. You're the only one I've seen here for 25 years. And how many helpers you got? I said, what you see is what you get.
I'm it, and I
kill along with them guys. You know, I have a saying. I got about 10 different sayings. You know, it ain't your fault. It's got the sign. Your big storm coming, or different things. And I like to keep a clubhouse, even though it get hard on them guys. I don't treat it like a cancellation. I make it fun. For the guys, it might not be fun the way I sound. And they love it. Because I met guys, and about 25 years later, they come up to me and says, Wayne, I know you told me I was bad, but I'm raising my kids the same way you taught me. Kind of straight, but not too straight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is now, kids are running the streets and everything else. And everyone I met, I get letters from ball players who knew I was in Minnesota, they write me a letter. I send these baseball cards out. Would you please sign this card? And I said, send it back to them. But I have fun in my career. Like I say, yes, I'm up here. I'm trying to accomplish something. Maybe I won't make it. Maybe I will. Who knows? Maybe when I'm 80 years old almost. And, what I like about this game, I had fun. Of course, the last 5-6 years, it ain't fun no more. Like one of the quarterbacks I heard last night, he says, I'm hurt, can't play, so I'm retiring. People don't like it, but, you know, in football, you get hit hard, you know. And so I kind of laugh at these guys when in baseball, they get a little sprained ankle or something. They had to go and disable this. But when I was a trainer, I was only one. I was a trainer for about 20 years working the clubhouse. I didn't drive a bus because I didn't have time, but everybody, I was always on the bus, make sure everybody gets on the bus like little babies. I had to make sure they get on the bus. But I had fun. I mean, you know, I've been a couple wrecks, not real wrecks, but, you know, flat tires, stuff like that. But the bus caught on fire one time, and TK was our manager, and everybody evacuated. He said, Wayne, get off the bus, get off the bus. I said, I'm going down with the ship. Just, I'll get out when I want to.
Yeah. So you were saying that in Mobile they're going to close things down.
Yeah, they're going to close down. I called Mobile to find out what time I'm supposed to be there, because the last, from 1952, of course, I didn't play, I was a bat boy and clubhouse man and half-ass trainer. But what I mean, I was there when I was 12, started, and we closed it in 1961 with the New York Mets, who won the World Series. Mobile had the first spring training there. That was 1961. And they had a double-A club. It was bad because we didn't have the draft. And we had a bad team. We had Ernie White as the manager. We had some broken-down ball players. And Raleigh, North Carolina, A-ball. And a guy named Eno Slaughter. You probably heard that name.
Yeah.
And he managed the Raleigh club, and between both of us, we have 15 real ball players. We put them in uniform thinking they are ball players who couldn't make baseball, and we just took them. We just had a tryout camp, and they all came, and we just signed them up. And I've met a lot of guys that time. We had no real name, but when I went over to help them, help out in the clubhouse and visit the team in 1961 with the Mets. I went up to the visiting clubhouse. I met guys like Bo Belinsky, and one pitcher made the Hall of Fame. And I told him when I was up in Minnesota, up in Cooperstown, I said, "Damn, how'd you make the Hall of Fame? You couldn't pitch. You must have been the general manager." But he said, I was with the Philadelphia Phillies and the Toronto Blue Jays, a couple other clubs. And he said, "I made the Hall of Fame." That's when Bert Blavitt made the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
He patted me on the shoulder and said, "Wayne, I told you I was going to make the Hall of Fame." I said, "I know you didn't do it as a ball player because you couldn't pitch."
I'm trying to think of his name. Wasn't it Pat something?
I couldn't either. Huh?
Wasn't his first name Pat? I can't remember.
Oh, you're right. But I can't think of his last name. I've been knowing him for a long time. When I was in Cooperstown, I didn't know he was going to be there. And he patted me on the shoulder, and Pat Gillick.
That's it.
Pat Gillick.
Good job.
Yeah, I told you I could remember him, yeah. Yeah, I've been knowing Pat ever since. Second time I met him, he played for Little Rock Travelers. I forgot who that might have been, the Cardinal organization, I'm not sure. They changed up everything. Well, back in the old days, they kept the same. Like, we had the Dodgers, they had somebody else. I forgot what organization it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you remembered me. I mean, I remember him, but even I ran into him in Cooperstown, and I didn't know he's dead. I didn't know what the list was. I knew Bert was dead on my scene. And then he pat me on the shoulder. Pat, I said, "What are you doing up here?" He said, "I made the Hall of Fame." I said, "I know you didn't make it as a pitcher." But I knew him as when he became general manager. He might still be in the game with somebody, because you never get fired. I mean, he went from, might have been with Baltimore, I'm not sure. I knew him with the Phillies, and I knew he went to Toronto. I think he's got a couple of World Series champions, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he was a pretty good GM.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. I like him. I mean, I remember these guys, but then, that was in 1961. That was almost 60 years ago, you know, when he was a player.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Belinsky's still living or not, I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure.
Dean Chance has passed away.
Is he gone? I know Dean, too.
Yeah.
I knew most of them guys, even though, like, we got guys now that, you know, like Pasquale and all them kind of guys back in 62. On time I had them, when they came over from Orlando to a couple of innings, but they still remembered me 60 years later.
Every time, nice.
Every time I see them ball players, they still remember me. It's good to be remembered, you know. I don't know how they remember my name, because I got I call everybody big fella and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to, next week when I go there, it's kind of break my heart that whenever I get home, I always call up the ballpark, see how they're doing. But we've had two ball, one of them got torn up in the hurricane, so we had to, that was 1959, they built a concrete stadium. And we played a bit in Columbus, Georgia, while they fix it up. But I've been every stadium they have in 1952, and then 1959 we built a new stadium. Then they pulled it up, and then I had to go to Texas because I was called on to be a clubhouse guy there. And then I was gone for about 50 years from Mobile, except one time I had to go to Mobile in 1969, I think it was, when Birmingham lost the stadium. That was, they wanted to fix up the stadium. That's the oldest ballpark in the Southern League, it's in Birmingham. And they fixed it up a little bit, so they played 1 year in Mobile. They came to Mobile and played 1 year there. That's when they had, we moved on, Odom and all them big leaguers, they played in Mobile about 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna break my heart to go over there and lock up another gate that I always close. It seems like everywhere I go, they lose the franchise. I was in Charlotte. We got 1971. We left there. That's when I met Terry Dine and all them kind of guys. Tom Kelly and all them. Spring training. Of course, Terry Dine. He said I was just trying to be. I never seen hurt. I didn't even know he was a pitcher. All he did was live in the whirlpool. You know, thought they had a bad arm. Bad arm. Couldn't have a bad arm if you don't pitch, right?
You wouldn't think so. What's going to happen with the stadium down there in Mobile after it closes here?
Well, there's been two things. The man that owns the field, not the stadium, the city built the stadium. The guy that owns the property said, if there's nobody else going to use it, which they're not, because they tried it, and they'll probably tear it down and build homes or grocery stores or apartments or something. Because nobody's going to come back, because this is football country. And right now, I'll read my talk to them reporters now. It's football, football, football. They don't even know what baseball is.
Yeah, but Mobile's been baseball for an awful long time.
Yeah, but like I told you before, I tell everybody, they don't draw. So the stadiums they're building now is $1 million stadiums or $1 billion stadiums. They build a football stadium here for the college football. It's going to cost almost $1 billion. They don't know how they're paying for it. They get bonds, and then they're not coming back. They already told people to come back and say goodbye, because there won't be no more baseball. Because there's only so many major league teams, everybody's got a franchise. And all that new stadium, like the one that they moved to Huntsville, Alabama, they just built a stadium that's going to cost $750,000, and it's going to be perfect. I mean, I was... Of course, that stadium's 20 years old now, but it's, they threw it up and, you know, they stood together. The clubhouse was bad, the office was bad, the stadium is okay, you know. It's in a bad neighborhood every time.
Yeah.
Right. Like I said, I'm almost 80, and if they came back 20 years from now, I'll be gone by then. I'm hoping I can make it to my 80th birthday, which is that Saturday would be 6 months. So less than 6 months, I'll be 80.
Yeah, not too far away. You'll make it, I'm sure.
Well, the way things are going, I hear people getting shot at or killed and stuff like that. Oh, I got friends and I've got cancer and so far they're hanging in there, but it ain't like I know when you get to be my age, I don't get anything. I can't remember. I'm not got old time and things. But it's just that when I'm and done nothing to the last. This is the first summer I've had off completely since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
So you get bored doing something, you're used to doing something. And that's what I'm saying.
You're kind of fading off there, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think and talk at the same time, which I can't do. I can't write a book, but this is the next best thing to it. Everybody's got computers. I just hope they look in the computer. They always like this computer stuff anyway. You get me on the phone, these smartphones, they can pick up like a computer.
Yeah. Yeah, that works out pretty good. Plus, they get to hear your voice in person, you know?
Yeah, that's what I told these people I talked to. I talked to half a dozen of them, and I said, when I'm gone, it could be next month or next year. Everybody keeps saying, when you going to be you're going to live to be 100? I said, no way. And because when you get bored, don't do nothing. Time flies, And when Mr. Griffith owned the ball club, he only lasted maybe 1 or 2 years because he got nothing to do. And when, he lived to be in his 80s, but you think you're going to live forever, but you can't live forever.
Yeah. So what else is...
On my birthday. You'll be there for my birthday, February 24th. You never come back March 8th anyway.
Are you going to be in Florida for spring training at all?
I'm going to try to get down even for 1 or 2 days. I'm going to the fantasy camp, that's in January, first week in January. Then I come home, and then my birthday's the 24th, so I'll come down about the 23rd, maybe a week or something like that.
Well, that'll be nice. Yeah, I saw during one of the games I was watching on TV, they said that the Twins fantasy camp, I think, is January 4th through the 12th.
Is that what it was? I got a call, the guy that runs it. He's got me in the Hall of Fame anyway, the Twins Hall of Fame, or whatever they call that, fantasy camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down there. I like to work, but they say you're too old to work. You can sign autographs and tell some of your stories down there. I said, okay, I've been going down there. I quit doing the laundry about 5 years ago. So they put me in the Hall of Fame. You're going to be a celebrity.
There you go. There you go.
And I'm just trying to tell Melbourne, like you say, my best time. It was the best time for me because I had fun with them. It was in Melbourne, even though the clubhouse was bad and the field was bad. There was nothing good about that field, even the city of Melbourne. I guess you remember a guy named Big Such.
Yeah.
I think of Bill.
Yeah.
Well, me and him used to argue each other about Plant City with the old Washington Ball Club or whoever he was with had spring training in Plant City. Plant City's worse than Melbourne. I said, nope, we had nothing to do in Melbourne. One thing we could do is go back to the hotel, which wasn't a real hotel, and watch the planes land. But we didn't have no movie house. We had one bar at all the ball places. Back in them days, ball players drank. They don't do like that. They do now.
Yeah.
They do, but not as bad as it used to be.
Yep. Yeah, so do you know many of the players on this year's team, Twins team? this year's Twins team?
No, half the team. This new group that they got, this year, like Bert Cruz, I knew him from Baltimore, and I don't know, I'll say I know 80% of them. I don't know half the pitchers. I knew the first base, I didn't know him. I don't know the second base, but I knew the shortstop. I know Sano, I know the catchers. I knew the four outfielders we got, and Gibson, and Barron, and they got him, I'm trying to think of the pitcher's name, he's pitching at Tampa.
Sergio Romo?
Yeah, and I know the guy with the Yankees, I'm the guy disabled this, whatever his name, had Tommy John surgery, spent the whole last year, even though he didn't pitch, he was in the clubhouse.
Yeah, Michael Pineda.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. All I know is all he does is eat and run,
He's been pitching okay for a fifth guy.
Yeah, you told me the other day about the Yankees. If we had as good as the Yankees, they got two guys that already won 20 games already.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't think. I heard it last night. They said this guy just won his 20th game to go. They said one other guy's got one. And he got his about 2 or 3 days ago. I don't know the guy's name, but I said, I almost fell out of bed when I heard somebody said, he just won his 20th game last night. Yankee beat somebody 2-1 or something, or 3-2. I said, my God.
Well, maybe he won his 20th career game or something, but I don't think anybody's won 20 this year yet.
Well, you better jump on a radio station because they give the scores and they give a home pitch or a home run. And they said, the Yankees pitcher, this was his 20th victory. He said, we missed saying the Yankees the other day, and that guy, whoever it was, won his 19th or 20th game already, and he's got another month to go.
Well, we'll have to see about that.
Yeah, well, they already, I think they've won their 90th game or 88th game already.
Yeah, probably getting close to that. They're battling with Houston to see who has the best team so they can have the home field advantage.
Yeah. And I think Oakland struggled a bit. I don't know if they struggled because West Coast, you don't get too many scores except on NBC Sports at 2 o'clock in the morning. They say Oakland won or lost or something like that. I think they went to New York and beat the Yankees, or somebody beat the Yankees 3 in a row. I can't afford to get sick and have a stroke. I'm not worried about the Twins. All the thing about they won't say nothing about the Twins. They give everybody a score because of us now and then. They'll say the Twins the last day. But, it seems like they always say who's going to be in the World Series, so I go by what they say. It's going to be the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series.
It could be.
Well, them guys get paid more than I do. They must know something, I don't know.
They're just talking heads. They're guessing just as much as you and I.
Yeah, but even, when you I don't know what that record is. It can't be more than 75 or 76. And when they're about 14 games ahead of us, somewhere's right around 14. And they got a whole month to go. They'll win at least 100 games this year. Maybe, I don't know. Unless they go in the slump.
Yeah. Yeah.